That's a fib. It is.
I have pictures.
It isn't so much getting in the hot tub as it would be getting out. So I can't get in one. I'm an alcoholic. My name is Beth Gordon. Good morning. It is absolutely an honor and a privilege to be here. And I'd like to thank Lynn and the committee for asking me. I'd like to thank Jeanette. She's really been something else. Wonderful, wonderful speaker buddy. I think this is her first time doing it. Keep her on. She does an excellent job. I was looking at the sliding glass door. In fact, I went out in the patio to where I'm staying, and I looked around, and it's absolutely beautiful here. Absolutely beautiful. The mountains, the rivers, the whole ball of wax. And when you live in some place like I do, which is Upper Ohio, and we're out of the flat, we get into kind of like this, but it's beautiful in its own way. But this is absolutely gorgeous. There's spirituality about this. I noticed that when I was flying into Salt Lake City, too, and we were going over the big Salt Lake and coming into, looking at the snow and the mountains. It's really something else. It's absolutely beautiful, and I just want to thank you very much for having me. I believe it's an honor and a privilege to do anything in the rooms of Alcoholics Anonymous for AA. AA saved my life. It saved the lives of my family. I've had a love affair going with AA, not with everybody in it, but with love affair going with Alcoholics Anonymous since I walked through the doors. And AA is the same everywhere. I don't care what anybody says. The fellowship and the love and the caring is all here, and thank God for it. I do have some statistics I've got to tell you about. And it isn't about how fast I can get in and out of a hot tub. My kids would die. They would. I'm telling you. He's the age of one of my younger children, too, I think. By the grace of God. And people like you, rooms like this, and 12 wonderful steps. I have not found it necessary to pick up a drink or take anything else that's going to make me weirder than I already am since March the 5th of 1972. And for this, I am extraordinarily grateful. And when you applaud, as far as I'm concerned, you're applauding for yourselves. Because without you, I wouldn't be here today. The people in Alcoholics Anonymous or something else. I also have a home group. My home group is called Golden Link. We meet on Sunday mornings at 11 o'clock. If you're ever driving through Macedonia, Ohio, which is 9 miles north of Akron, come on in and stop and visit us. It's a wonderful home group. And it's taught me a lot. My home group has taught me responsibility to be where I say I'm going to be and do what I say I'm going to do. My home group taught me how to wash ashtrays in the beginning when we used to smoke at meetings. My home group taught me, how to get to meetings early, how to hang around afterward, how to wash the cups in the kitchen. And when I got sober, we didn't have styrofoam. We had china cups, and it used to take a while in the kitchens. And the fellowship was just wonderful before and after the meetings. And when we got into the car, a lot of us, and we'd travel miles and miles to go to a meeting. And the fellowship is something else. It really and truly is. My home group has also taught me to be very aware of the new person in the room. And to go over there and take the new person's very cold hand in my warm one and say, welcome. And to look at that new person and say those same two words that were said to me that were absolutely magic, I understand.